Okay, we are we're here still in the second parak in Tomer Devorah, and he's speaking about different midos, and today is a very, very powerful one. We know that it gets a little bit Kabbalistic at times, so speaking about the midah of keser, and he says, Hashniya machshavaso tidme lemachshavas hakeser, that your thought should be like the machshava of keser. What does that mean, like the machshava of keser? What is the idea of keser? So they quote in one of the editions, they quote from a blach in the Shir Hadas, explaining as follows. When a person has an idea, so there are often multiple steps of thought in terms of how that idea comes initially and how it comes to fruition. There is initially, there is that initial thought about what you want to do. That initial, like, it hit me on the kuda ktana of this thing which I want to do. And inside that thought, everything else that's going to happen is going to be like a development of that particular kind of an idea. So I have an idea if I want to do something. Okay, I want to go on vacation. Now, the details of how that's going to work out and what's going to be, that's not yet. That's my initial thought of like, what is the good that I'm interested in doing? As the thought develops more, so then I start getting more of a desire to do it. Then I start planning a lot of the details. I start thinking about the exact way to do it. I begin to develop certain ideas. That initial thought in Torah HaKabbalah is sometimes referred to as associated with the midah of keser, the crown. It's the initial first thought. Like the sof maisa b'machshava tchila, it's like that original machshava. That original machshava, that derbono sholom again in that midah of keser, that comes from a place of kula rachamim. That's all good. All of the harshness, which sometimes has to come into things, kol haraha nimtza sham v'adinim hakashim, all the difficulties, heim rak panhaga l'fi drishta tova tachlis. Some of the things that you have to decide, you have to cut out, some of the things you're planning that vacation, that you have to limit. So why am I limiting those things? Because in the way that things develop, for it to be the best vacation, I can't do this right now. For it to be most realistic, I can't do that right now. The initial thought is like kulo tov, and then as you sort of navigate things to bring it to fruition, I have to sort of figure certain things out. But that initial thought is a world of kulo, is a world of kulo tov. The initial hargasha that the Baruch Shalom initially think, that first machshava is a very, very holy machshava. So says the Tomer Dvorah as follows. Machshavaso sidme l'machshava sakeser. Kemosha oso achachma lo tifsok tamil lachshov machshavas tovos. That initial thought, all the way up, that initial thought is one that is very good, is one that is very pure. V'hara lo yikanisba mebneishi rachamim gemurim. That midah, God interacts and process different ways. That midah of keser, whatever that means, is the midah of the way Ribbono Shalom initially envisions things. And that's going to always be a world of kulo rachamim. That's going to be always, always good. There are going to be some details sometimes, because of who Klal Yisrael is, because of the way the world functions, that maybe there'll be some harshness. But the original midah is one of good. V'ein sham din v'lo shom koshi klal. Kacha adam. Says Tomer Dvorah as follows. A person wants to be like Ribbono Shalom. And in a certain sense, with Ribbono Shalom, the initial thought, the initial midah, is always focused on that which is good. Kacha adam tamid tiyem machshavaso pnuya mikol davar mechur. It's important that a person doesn't think about things that are gross. It's important that a person doesn't think about things that are dirty. It's important that a person doesn't think about things that are on any level disgusting. Kamoshi so chachma Torah keduma. L'yeshosham so Torah kachol yifnei alshem pniyah chutzi machshavas haTorah. V'lachshov begadlos hakel pulos v'atovas v'heitiv v'chiyotek. God at his core thinks good thoughts. Kibiyachol, whatever that means. God in the way he touches this world, the initial hargash, initial thought is always good. The technicals and the details and the process sometimes requires some things that look like din. But at the purest level, it always starts as rachamim. It always starts as rachamim. The initial thought to create the world, it starts with rachamim. It's kula rachamim. The Ribbono Shel Olam desire to be mativ. The Ribbono Shel Olam desires to give over. So as a Tomer Devorah, we want to be like that also. To have our minds engrossed in positivity as much as is possible. To have our mind engrossed in the world of rachamim. In the world that is good. In positive thoughts. That means, if you read Tomer Devorah here carefully, it means avoiding certain negative thoughts. Certain negative thoughts, mikol davar mechuar, that's something which is gross, something which is down, to avoid thinking about those things, and to think about machshavas haTorah, v'lachshov begadlos hakel, u'pu'ulosef hatovos, u'leheiti v'chayotze. I think good thoughts. What are my good thoughts? So some of my good thoughts are thinking about how great God is. It's a positive thought, how great God is. One of my thoughts is pu'ulosef hatovos. I want to think about the good things that Ribbono Shel Olam does, the good things that I want to do. I want to think about these things in a holy and elevated way. At some point, Rabbeinu Yonah and Shari Tshuva and Shar Gimel Os Yud Zayin seems to count this even as a mitzvah. That there is a mitzvah, Shamailos Hal Yonas Nimsaru, the mitzvah's asay. There's a certain mitzvah to say. What is that mitzvah's asay? Ma'alas ha'hisbonenus begadlus Hashem. That there's a mileage to think about God's greatness. And for Tomer Devorah, it's interesting about God's greatness. Think about positivity. It's an idea of being positive. V'yadata yom v'shemus alavecha ki Hashem hu elokim. V'zachartes kol aderach. To remember all the things that the Ribono Shel Olam does. To think good thoughts. In many ways, it's an interesting phenomenon. Because if our interactions are divided up into machshava, dibor, and maisa, the things that I think about, the things that I say, and the things that I do, the one that seems to be most real, the one that seems to be most impactful, is certainly the world of maisa. A maisa is harder to undo. You can't undo, but a machshava is very fleeting. A machshava doesn't have the same halachically binding nature. Dvarim shebelev, einam dvarim. If I'm thinking something, it's not as binding. Even dibor, the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us, asi dibor, umivatel dibor. I can undo a dibor in many ways. The world of machshava and dibor are more fleeting. The world of maisa is much more permanent. So I would have thought that you know what really is so critical? To make sure that all of your maisim are good. But thoughts go in different directions. I can't even control my thoughts the same way. Sometimes they just go in negative places. I can't control my machshava the same way. So says the Tomer Dvorah, it's actually not so true. And your machshavas, we have, what's implicit in what he's saying, is that I have a degree of control over my machshava to think about certain things. I maybe can't get certain things out of my mind, but I can actively choose. I'm going to be reading this book right now. I'm going to be talking about this right now. I'm going to shift the conversation. Our thoughts, doesn't mean that it's always with a degree of control. Our thoughts sometimes go in different places, but I can focus and I can choose to go in a certain direction. And whereas machshava in a certain sense is fleeting, and maybe in a halachic sense, there's ideas of machshavos asuros, there are ideas of machshavas that aren't that good, but in many ways your machshavas are more fleeting and your machshavas are less impactful, says Tomer Dvorah. That's really not always so true. And in many ways, your machshava, a machshava of tov, becomes critical. It frames everything. The same way that the Ribbono Shel Olam, all the way on top, all the way in what's good, the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's a machshava of rachamim. So to keep ourselves busy as much as possible with good things that the Ribbono Shel Olam does, that becomes uniquely important. We know, the Ramchal writes in Masil Sharim in Perek Yud Zayin, this is again quoting some of the footnotes there, that on this topic of Machshavos Chitzonios, there's like a Znus Shebelev. There's like inappropriate Znus in action, and there are thoughts that are like contaminating things, you know, in a certain sense. The more that Nefesh HaChayim speaks about and others do, that we are like parallel to a Beis HaMikdash in certain ways, that we're like a Mikdash Ma'at also, Vasuli Mikdash Chanti Besocham, a Shechinah being sure in us. So there's just purity in what takes place within us. And bad machshavas have a particular negative impact. There is something else also. We're going two directions. First, even mundane thoughts play a particular kind of role. Even mundane thoughts do. Happens to be that Tomer Dvorah writes in his Perush al Torah in Parsha Shlach, that if a person thinks about holy things, you'll bring holiness upon you. And the more that you think about physical things, so the more that a person becomes consumed with that which is physical. And he has this piece of that, because every person, in many ways, when they shikmosha mishkan ha-Torah b'shem ha-Kadosh, so he has an idea like this. But one of the good thoughts you're supposed to have in Tomer Dvorah is to be thinking about Torah all the time. He writes, again, in that line, he says, kach lo yifne el shum pniya chutz mi machshavas ha-Torah, the first thought that he mentions where a person should be is to be focused on Torah, all the time. What's interesting is I believe he frames it differently than is sometimes framed by the chashivas of thinking about Torah. So it is true that Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes about, you know, this idea, Nefesh HaChayim, that even when you're doing work and even when you're focusing on mundane tasks, you can still think of Torah. Many are fond of a line about that Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky said about himself. It's in the Pnimei Rabbeinu Yecheskel. on page 5. Yocho ani lahayir al atzmi shemigil esrim. That from the time I was 20 years old, some of you have a couple of months after this madriga. Lo isachti da'ati midivrei Torah. I never stopped thinking about Torah. Ani ochel v'lomed. I eat and I'm learning. Holich v'lomed. Noseya v'lomed. Shochev v'lomed. Yashen umahar b'limud. No shame, but it's mostly Belila. That I'm consumed with Torah. I'm consumed with Torah all the time, regardless of what I'm doing. Now, for a person that wrote a commentary on Tosefta on small broken tissues while he was in Siberia, he certainly was able to back that up. Cheskel Bromsky, when he wrote Chazni Cheskel under those circumstances, seems like he was pretty legit on some of these things. Now, what's interesting is like this. If you talk to someone, you would say to them, why is it important to think about Torah? So they would talk about it in terms of Chashivas HaTorah. Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam, the Mishnah Maseches Peah. Talmud Torah, Gran Shabbos. Talmud Torah is something which is all-consuming. It's so chashuv. The world is sustained through Torah. Whatever your Amari Chazal are, or your Psukim that emphasize the power of the Yikisba Yom of Alayla, you'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. But you'll talk about the chashivas of Torah is why you should always be consumed with Torah. For the Ramak here, there's another reason why it's important to be consumed with Torah. It's not per se only about chashivas of Torah. It's because Torah is good. Torah is good. And thinking about Torah, those are good positive thoughts. They're good positive thoughts. Even though I understand why thinking about the godless of Hashem, that's a positive thought, positivity. I understand why thinking about the machshavos, tovos, that God's Baruch Hu does for us, why that's considered to be good. I'm a kabbal, all of those things. Those things I really, really get. And it happens to be Derech Agav. I hope I have this here, unless I didn't lose it. There are chorim that speak about this, that they quote from Altar of Kelm, I think, even, that like, while you're in the bathroom, you can't think about Torah, you can still think about machshavos tovos, reasons that things that are going on in your lives that can inspire you to love Hashem more. That there are machshavos tovos always. But here we're talking about Torah. And the reason why it seems like there's value in thinking about Torah all the time is because Torah is a source of tov. And if I want to be thinking about good things, so thinking about Torah is something good that I can think about. There's good of what Hashem does for me. There's good of the goodness and the chesed in my life. But there's good in that Torah is a source of good. Torah is a source of good. Torah comes from a place. Torah is kodem b'riyas ha'olam, the Gemara tells us. Because Torah is kodem b'riyas ha'olam, so this is what they point out. The same way that the Ribbono Shel Olam's initial thoughts come from a place of good, and then it gets the initial thought. So before all of that is Torah. Torah is in the world of kulo good. So I some achronim say, why does the Gemara say when it wants to quote the Torah, what does it say sometimes? Virachmana Amar. Virachmana Amar. How do we refer to Torah sometimes? As virachmana, as mercy. That's the form, that's the nature of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which manifests itself through the lens of Torah. Torah is something which is tov. Torah is something which is good. That Torah, in many ways, I remember speaking about this. I was in Teaneck last year, so I was talking about the year in Israel. Something about the year in Israel, how it's evolved. So I was talking about the way that at least I framed it. This is the way that I relate to it. Is that Torah is compared to different things, and that different stages in the year in Eretz Israel historically have been compared to different sort of like to different comparisons of Torah. I'll tell you, this is the way that I frame it. The way I look at it. You tell me if I'm right or wrong, that's the way I look at it. The initial stage of going to the year in Eretz Yisrael was Torah is like water. This is like people that learned in like KBY or Shalvim in like the early 60s. This is all there was basic sustenance. You were provided with very little. It was not, there were no 3-day trips to a lot. You were just pushed in a place. Food was significantly worse than our food is right now. It was mamish like basic sustenance. Torah is water. When you went to Eretz Yisrael in the mid-60s, Torah was water. That's what it was. I believe there was the next stage, which is what got a lot of literature written about the year in Eretz Yisrael, which is Torah is fire. It was like you still have that a bit, but it was like fiery Torah, like the goal being like how many people can be flipped out in any given year. Like that was the Torah as fire kind of a model. Again, there are elements of everything at all times, but if I had to identify one comparison, not as Torah as Ein Mayim El Torah, or Torah in terms of Ein Eish, Torah being Eish, but Torah being honey. Torah being honey. That there's a sweetness of Torah. That a lot of where the world is now, forget you're in Eretz Yisrael, a lot of high school, a lot of stuff, places that want to get people into learning, they make it very, very sweet. They make it very, very sweet. There'll be awesome food at that Thursday night, Mishmar. There'll be awesome food. It'll be awesome trips. It'll be awesome gashmias. That there's more of a desire for a Torah, which isn't a Torah of fire, a Torah that burns, or a Torah of basic sustenance. But I'm not the interested in Mayim, and I like fire when it's fiery muster directed to someone else. But what I really, really want is a Torah of honey. It's a Torah of milk, a Torah of sweetness. I want a Torah which is very, very nice. A Torah which is very, very nice. And in many ways, there are those that would argue, and it's an important discussion for a different time, whether these are good or bad developments, or whether I'm right in my description of the developments. It's not right in every single context, every single person, every single place. I think largely it's a direction. But I think it's an interesting thing. Torah as Mayim is a yesod which many of us get. Kihem chayinu v'orechemenu. Torah as basic sustenance. Torah is what it's so fundamental in life. It's very much there. Torah as fire is something that you can see sometimes in a person which is wildly passionate about Torah. They're mamish on fire. They're mamish on fire about Torah. They're so passionate. They're on fire about learning. They're on fire about it. You can see it sometimes. And sometimes there can be a certain appreciation that the Torah of honey, there are those who would say is like a fake kind of a Torah. That's like a modern kind of a Torah to make somebody feel good who can't handle the real Torah of Mayim or the real Torah of Eish. And Moshe Cordovero comes along here to remind us in many ways, it ain't true. And there's a Torah that's Tov. And good thoughts are Torah thoughts. And if you're consumed with a sugya, you're thinking about Rabban Shalom's Torah. Rabban Shalom's Torah is rooted in the place of Rachman, Rachmana Amar. It's rooted in the place of good. Those are good thoughts, and Torah is good. Does it mean that Torah is good, that at every second of Torah, I'm going to be jumping up and down, and it's as gishmak as whatever it is? The answer in truth is, in many ways, yes. But sometimes not. But the gishmak, the pikudi Hashem yisharim misam chelev. You know, there is surim to learn on Tisha B'Av, and there is surim to learn when you're in Avelus, Gemara's in Tainus and Moed Katan, because Torah is considered to be actually something which is positive and happy and good. And the more we think about Torah, not just midin chashivas haTorah, but the more we are inserting into our lives that which is tov, that which is good. Not just good because it sustains the world, which is chashav, not just good because it makes me happy, but good because it's objectively good. It comes from a place of pure rachmanas. It comes from a place of mercy. It comes from a place of excellence. And in that sense, says the Torah Dvorah, you want to be like God a little bit? So the initial, that midav keser. The elevated midah, the initial thought is a thought of good. Then we fill things in with all the details. But there's a place which is all good. And the more that we are consumed with good thoughts, it's a Chabad Yisod a little bit, the more that we are concerned that we're focused on good thoughts, the better that it's going to be. The better it's going to be. The more that we are inserting a degree of positivity in our lives. This is an idea which psychologists picked up on, you know, in like the late 19th century. But it's earlier also. It's earlier also. The idea that we have a degree of control over our emotions. Sometimes we relate to our emotions as being the subject of whatever else is happening. My emotions are the result of what happens in my life. X happened, therefore I'm sad. Y happened, therefore I'm happy. But in many Sfarim, it's true, Be'ikar in the writings of Rabbi Nachman and others also, it's true, Elmet Sefer Chinuch. It's true, the Rav would argue in Rambam. But there are certain elements of what you do can impact your thoughts. And we have a degree about the more that I'm consumed in Torah, the more that I'm thinking and positioning myself, thinking about godless of Hashem, the more that the reminders I have, what I look at, what I don't look at, those things bring out and generate certain thoughts. Certain thoughts. The more that I read and the more that I'm consumed with negative things or power of things, the less that I'm being elevated the way that I would be when I'm consumed with wonderful things and good things. Thoughts about goodness, about helping, about providing, about chesed. Thoughts about godless of Hashem and thoughts about Torah. The thoughts about Torah, kilekach tov, nasati lachem. You know, Torah, this is real stuff. This is very, very much real stuff. And Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, bless us by being able to focus on the good, being focused on Torah. Have a great rest of your day.